as your bridge pastor here at Peace Lutheran in Danville. And I'm delighted to be with you and to walk with you on this transitional journey. And the story that I talked about with Elijah this morning about these two girls, Olivia and Julia, is true, and it is happening right now. Their daddy, and we'll just call him Matthew, suffers from a complicated disease that has systemic effects on his whole body, and he has hovered over the bridge between life and death many times. And as scary and sad as it is for the girls, and of course it is scary and sad, it's especially scary and sad and demanding for Matthew's wife, Janine. Janine is smart, she's extremely capable, and she's determined to keep her husband alive. It's fair to say, I think, that he is alive because of her management capability, as well as the expert medical treatment that people who have really good health insurance can access. So both of those things, he has something to do with it as well. In addition to managing Matthew's specialized diet and his medications and appointments and the girls' school and their homework and their meals and their appointments and trying to just fit a little bit of time for exercise into all of that for herself, Janine must also manage the family's emotional well-being. So when the girls are sad or scared, they turn to her. In the midst of a situation with an unknown outcome, Janine reminds her family and herself not to scare themselves with too much speculation. I like that. Not to scare themselves with too much speculation, what could happen, and to stay focused and stay hopeful. And that's a good word right there. You can hang on to that. A few days ago, she grasped hold of a few precious hours of free time and took the girls to the beach. That's where I have the pictures. She sent them to me. It was too cold to swim, but they ran and they twirled and they felt the breeze and they heard the crashing waves rocking that cradle of life that is 3 billion years old. And that helped. It helped. In our gospel text for this morning, we encounter themes that will be with us for several weeks now in the seasons, in the rest of this season and into Advent. Apocalyptic passages about the end of the world and the coming of the human one to judge the world in righteousness. And in every case, in all of these passages, the faithful face trying times. It's not easy when the apocalypse arrives. Today we heard Jesus give the disciples what, I don't know, sure sounds like a mixed message, one that would stoke my anxiety, although it is meant to be encouraging. Jesus said that the end is coming, don't believe those who say they know when it will be, that in the end time, Jesus' followers will be persecuted, some are going to die, and God will be faithful, and the hairs of your head will not be harmed. I'm like, okay. And Jesus concludes, by your endurance you will gain your souls. And our text from Thessalonians ends on a similar note. Paul writes, siblings, do not be weary of doing what is right. Hang in there. Be faithful. Both of these verses point to a time of tumult, a time of anxiety, with an unknown outcome, and the faithful are encouraged to continue to be faithful throughout. And we know that the act, not only of having faith, something that's kind of in our head and our heart, but of doing faithful things, that works a good work within our own spirits, and that brings hope. And it seems to me that although these are not the end times, we sure hope not. Might feel like it a little, but no, not yet. Nonetheless, Ruby Bridges in 1960 and our nation now and Janine and Matthew's family and this congregation were or are in anxious times. A passage through what might feel like peril, with certainly an unknown outcome. What we have are not the promises that things won't be hard or that they won't change, everything changes, but the promise that God will be with us as we walk. So Pastor Steve has retired and moved to Montana after, and I'm not sure if it's 33 years or 35 years that he was pastor here. In my head, I'm not sure which, it's one or the other. After 33 years as the pastor at the center of this congregation's life, you have to let him go. It is ELCA policy, synod policy, for good reason that there be, I'm just going to call it a cooling off period, as it were, between congregants and departed pastors. That is across the ELCA. When the pastor leaves, you let them go. You are asked to not communicate except in the most general ways. You don't call him up and say, oh, Pastor Steve, I'm having a problem. I need your pastoral advice. No, he's not your pastor anymore. I am. And there will be someone after me. The reason that you, I know, I see that face. You love him. You want to talk to him about stuff, right? Yes, I know, it's hard. I'm very attached to the congregations I have served, and I want to call people up, and I really have to let that be. And the reason is that as long as this person is your pastor, that place in your heart is filled by that person, and you gotta open it up for the new person, or it's not gonna work, right? So that's the reason. You let go of attachments so you can form new attachments. The passage that you are in right now is a kind of walk into the unknown, but to help you navigate that passage, you have me. Yay. What is a bridge pastor? Well, just like it sounds, I'm gonna walk with you over the bridge from one side to the other, from the old settled pastor to the new settled pastor, called pastor, regular pastor, long-term pastor. As your bridge pastor, I will do what any pastor does. Although it is short-term that I'm here, right now I'm the pastor. I'll preach the word, I'll preside at sacraments, provide pastoral care, and work closely with leadership. But I will also engage in a kind of management with you together of emotional well-being and expectations and of creating new goals and asking what God wants for us now. My bridge ministry here will have its own special emphases, things that need to be attended to when a congregation is in transition like you are. And although I haven't been here officially, I started yesterday. Unofficially, I started last week. So I can already see what some of the things are that we'll be working on together. And the first, as I said, is letting go of Pastor Steve and any grief that comes with that. But along those lines, and a little harder to locate, because you know he moved and you gotta, you know, let him go. But a little harder to locate is getting used to the change, getting used to it. Now, I know that you know that things will change, right? In fact, several of you have already said to me, Pastor, we know things are gonna change. You know that, right? You know that up here. The thing is, you haven't yet experienced it in your body, those changes, and felt the shift of the unspoken assumptions and those patterns that are so familiar that we don't even notice them because it's just how things are until they're not. One of the greatest ministries that I can carry out among you is to be different. Simply by being myself, because I'm me, and then you experiencing that, and here's the key, you being okay with it, that just opens up the door for your future pastor to be him or herself, to do what they're good at, to bring their gifts to you, and together discover what you are as a community. And then the second transitional ministry that I foresee is assisting in, I've been trying to find just the right word for it, but sort of adjustment as needed, as you discover what it means to maintain your robust identity as Peace Lutheran Church. And I know Pastor Steve was speaking with you about this in his last weeks. Maintaining your robust identity as Peace Lutheran, a house of prayer for all people. A congregation filled with artists and poets, and that being part of your worship. While being a little smaller in number, right? And a smaller budget than you used to be and used to have. So you're still you, but there's going to be some adjusting along those lines as well. What can you continue to do? What do you let go of? What do you hold tight to? What do you do about the finances? Yeah. Are you nodding? Where's Pat? Oh, Pat's over here, yeah. And the council presidents, I think, are. Yes, okay. Personally speaking, it's important for the congregation to know that I am with you 100% in terms of my care for you, my commitment to what we're about. But in terms of hours, I am serving you at 70% time. I am not full-time. Steve was full-time, I am not. I will work from home more than Steve did because Steve lived near the church and I live in Berkeley. And especially because I have said young child, it really is necessary for me to maintain those time boundaries. So I'm just letting you know. And we will talk about all of this more in the days ahead. I want you to feel free to ask me questions, give me your suggestions, be open to mine. Tell me what's important to you. Now, I'll just throw this in. At the last congregation, Holy Cross in Livermore, who also had gotten smaller after the pandemic, had a smaller budget, and we're like, we need to let go of some things. So we had these congregational conversations where they named everything, you know, that was important. And then we said, is there anything the team I was working with, anything you could see letting go of? And they said, no, not a thing. Not one. So, okay. So maybe that's what you'll do too, I don't know. But still, something has to adjust, right? Something has to adjust. Sorry, that was an aside, and now. So, holding on to that strong identity, but saying, how do we adjust to this next phase in the journey, the other side of the bridge, into the future, and we'll be doing some of that together. So friends, you are in an important life passage of the congregation. Things might feel unstable, or at the very least uncertain, right? It's uncertain. Some patterns will change, but we hold fast, and we are faithful. Yes? Yes? Yes, we hold fast, and we are faithful. We refrain, I encourage you to refrain from excessive speculation about what could happen and remain hopeful. We are not alone. We are confident that God walks with us over the bridge from one side to the other, and that together we walk into health and wellness, into refreshment and joy. Out of God's past and into God's future. Amen. We continue with a hymn of the day, hymn number 672. Do you usually